Hi, Bernice. Thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Charlotte Zhao. Hope you had a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday after the Easter break. Had a pretty good one. Met up with an angel investor who connected, with whom I connected through the LSE network. And see, he found this idea of what we're doing intriguing, and he's very much a lifelong learner himself. So yeah, we had some interesting conversation, bonding. And in the afternoon, my good friend from Philadelphia came over. And, well, it's really on her way back, because she went to Amsterdam for some music festival. And apparently the music festival scene in Amsterdam is pretty active. According to her, there are events happening almost every weekend. Because I'm not into that thing, so, you know, I wasn't aware. But she's also been working from home with her job for the past 2 years. So, you know, we chatted about ways of, I guess, coping with managing time, expectation, and, you know, she feels very strongly that when she works from home, she's more focused and productive, which I completely agree. But at the same time, I guess the office environment is friendlier in allowing you some off time, because I guess end of the day, it's all about just expectation management, right? So some people may be good at managing that even without this office setting, because I realized that when I have meetings, in my mind I tend to discount it not as work hours, which isn't healthy because it is work, right? And once you reconcile the work hours, and then, you know, it's a matter of recognizing it's a matter of recognizing the hours we spend pampering ourselves is also work, quote unquote work, in the sense it's maintenance hour, right? I give people the example of racing car, that after every round of race, the car needs going to maintenance for a reason, because people know once you do that, the car, like the risk of you not doing it and the car breaking down is way more than, it's too high to even chance it, right? So yeah, all the pampering we do for ourselves is like the racing car maintenance. And when I truly, from the bottom of my heart, start appreciating this aspect, I think my inner struggles will end. It's like there is a cognitive, you know, acknowledgement. I just haven't quite reached my heart yet. But yeah, well, that's it for today. Thank you for tuning in. As always, appreciate your effort and progress. See you tomorrow.